And I'm joined by Tom Richard. He's the Weatherization Director for Community Action of Southeast Iowa. He's headquartered here in Burlington. Tom has joined me in the past to talk about the Paint-a-thon. He's been one of the triumvirate of people that has been connected to that. He's been the person that's been selecting the houses over the years for the Paint-a-thon, which was canceled. He's also been with me over the years talking about the community Thanksgiving dinner. That has been going on, I believe, since 1991, if I'm right. But it is not going to happen. The community Thanksgiving dinner is not going to happen. That has been canceled. But, Tom, you've got, you know, the obviously the pandemic has caused everything to be changed in just about everybody's life one way or another, hasn't it?
That's for sure, Steve, yes.
And you've got, but you know, so the community Thanksgiving dinner will not happen, but you are asking for people to do what they can and send a check to Community Action to help fill the food pantries. Is that right?
Yes. Our committee met virtually about 3 weeks ago, and we decided that would be a good way to share and reach out for Thanksgiving. And so all the food pantries in Burlington, 100% of any cash donations we receive this year will go to those food pantries.
Okay, and so and what do they need to do? Just send? Is there? Do they send it to Community Thanksgiving Dinner or
send it to Community Action? The address is 2850 Mount Pleasant Street, Suite 108. But note that it's for the Thanksgiving Day Committee, and again, all those funds then will be channeled into the food pantries here.
And typically, the Community Thanksgiving Dinner has typically drawn over. I believe the last few have drawn over 1,500 people. Is that right?
Yes, we have. The meals at the high school are several hundred, and then we also deliver several hundred meals to homebound and people that cannot get to the high school.
Now, you, okay, so food pantries, obviously. You're probably, as I said, as much in touch with what is really going on in terms of food pantries themselves. They've been really hit hard this year, haven't they?
I'm sure there's been a bigger demand, Steve, just with the hardships caused by the COVID virus and the financial impact on the low-income people in particular. I guess I wouldn't say qualify myself as an expert on it, but Community Action is one of the agencies that provides a food pantry in town, and the pantries work together to make sure that all the areas in town are served, you know.
And the weatherization, as a weatherization director, you try to what, improve houses or what, to find funds for people to, what, insulation? What goes into weatherization?
Weatherization is a program that's funded through utility companies and federal grants to insulate primarily and also address health and safety issues regarding combustion appliances in the homes for low-income people, either renters or homeowners. So we do that work throughout the four-county area.
And I know that with the Paint-a-thon, I believe it was you that you were in charge of selecting the actual houses. Is that right?
Well, our agency is, yes, Steve.
Okay. Well, okay. By you would go through the applications that would come in and try to find those houses. Or I guess what... Was it based on worthiness or need, or what was the...
Yes, a combination of income as well as the appropriateness of the house itself as far as size and the condition of the house. And the other thing that we were able to do is with funds from the Milestones Area Agency on Aging that was channeled through Community Action, we did a lot of the repairs for those houses in order for them to be painted prior to the paint being applied.
You know, I've said many times on the air that we know when everything got shut down in early, actually really it was right at St. Patrick's Day in Iowa, but what we don't have is a date or a time when things are going to be back to normal, and that's got to be a very frustrating thing for. Well, it's frustrating for I think just about everybody, but it's even planning, even looking forward to next year as you have things. The winter itself, how bad the winter is, certainly makes a huge difference as well in terms of how people will make it through, isn't it?
Sure. Everything is amplified by the virus this year, but weather and other conditions certainly impact.
Well, I guess staying healthy and finding ways to help where you can. But again, we've typically asked for people to give to the community Thanksgiving dinner, to donate turkeys, to donate all of those things. now just simply take that that money that you would have used to buy turkeys and the canned goods and all of the other things and the pies, et cetera, and send it to Community Action, 2850 Mount Pleasant Street, Suite 108, Burlington, Iowa, 52601, and just put Community Thanksgiving Dinner in the subject line, and that money will be raised. Do you have a goal for how many dollars you'd like to get?
We don't, Steve. We actually have some funds from the past year, too, that we're going to contribute, as well as the donations that we receive this year, so hopefully it'll make us substantial.
As far as food pantries, are you distributing to a number of pantries? Is that
all
right?
Of the food pantries. I believe there are four here in town.
Okay.
But yes.
So you'll be divvying it up and sending it on to those pantries. I know that we've had... Well, in the past, we've done a special cash for the pantries, or rather, a food drives at a number of places. I don't know if we're going to be doing anything like that either because of the pandemic. But I know that cash allows them to be. Cash is what really does allow them. That allows them to go to the food bank, and then they can purchase things. Get more things considerably less than you would get simply by going to the store. Is that right?
That, Steve, is definitely true. It also just it increases the safety issues as far as the handling of food and food goods.
Right.
So that's another consideration.
Well, Tom Richert, good luck, and let's hope that by next year we'll have all of the things that we've looked at, the paint-a-thon, the community Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not even going to go down the list that are connected here to the radio station in my own life, but let's hope we can see an end to this in the relatively near future, and that things can get back to normal. But again, Community Action, helping people and helping those particular food pantries. Again, send those checks. If you need any more information, we'll be posting this on our website as well, so that you can continue to remind people that it is going, the need is great, and yes, you can help out. Tom Richert, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve. I do want to just express the committee's deep appreciation for all the time, talent, and treasures the community has shared over the years to make this a great success, and we're looking forward to renewing the event in 2021.